will do me right. Introduce.
I'm Eric. I just graduated from college. So yeah, I guess. I'm back until mid-August. So yeah, I'll be around.
Any of you ones in the back in front of me? Hallelujah. I got married. My wife came here for doing this the first.
Amen.
So, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are very happy to be here, and we are still very young, but we are getting to learn how to serve.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My name is Fortune, and my English name is
Asia. Amen.
Thank Lord to bring me here and have a church life with you.
Amen.
Any other new ones need to be introduced from the section? Okay. Okay, section on my right side.
Amen.
I haven't been here for a while, and just because I was in the hospital. But I'm so glad that I come back here and to enjoy the meeting.
Amen.
To be with the brothers and sisters. And so it's really a blessing. And this is my mom. She doesn't speak English, but I think she always just herself and I want to say okay.
Amen.
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 Now, brothers and sisters, there are a few announcements. The first announcement is the baptism of the sixth grader is scheduled for the evening of the coming Saturday, June the 11th. There will be a young people gospel meeting before the baptism. We need to pray for each and every one of the sixth graders and their families and pray for the gospel meeting.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, the second item, as we have announced quite a few times before, is the college training, which is scheduled for July the 17th to 23rd at University of Massachusetts at Amherst. This college training is also open to the high school seniors. So please fellowship with the 31 for registration, and at the same time, you need to go to the college training website for registration too. Okay. Now the other item is for the coming Chinese-speaking student and scholar training, which is scheduled for July the 25th to 31st. As we have announced before, there will be a 31 training from the 22nd to 24th. And by the way, this training is scheduled at the KPBC, the Kinston Pinnell Blending Center. Now, I would like to remind you, these is limited. So I encourage you to register online as soon as possible and fellowship with everyone. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the next item is there is a Northeast Young People's Summer School of Truth. And this Summer School of Truth will be held at the Kim Centennial Blending Center from August the 4th to 14th. And the registration will start soon. The young people and your family and the serving one, please mark the date and the calendar. More announcements, more detail will be announced once detail is available.
Amen.
Next item is that there is a District A Gospel Service Fellowship after lunch today. During lunch today, I'm sorry. In the fellowship hall, that's the last door meeting hall. For the students who have the president on gospel and the small group serving one, District A Gospel Service Fellowship during the lunchtime today. Now the next item is, for this coming Tuesday, we will have a corporate prayer meeting starting from 8 at this meeting hall. We still would like to encourage brothers and sisters to visit saints and our gospel friends after the meeting, either on campus or in community. Next Lord's Day, there will be a church-wide meeting hall cleaned after lunch to prepare for brother and sister's wedding testimony meeting.
Amen.
Next Lord's Day.
Amen.
Because of that, and brother and sister, I would like to remind you there is a wedding testimony meeting on July the 18th, which is Saturday. Brother Juan, are you still here?
Yeah.
Sister. Okay. This is Brother Egypt. Now, brother is going to have a wedding testimony meeting the Saturday, June the 18th. And I'd like to, on the behalf of brothers and sisters, invite all of you to come to bring blessing and support to the family.
Amen.
The next item is for today's school service will be P1, P3, and P11. For today's cleaning service will be P7, P8, and P12, and P13. Now, brothers and sisters, as you are aware, the kitchen appliances have been installed, and they are almost ready for the final inspection before they can put into use.
Amen.
So, for today, after lunch, we need 10 brothers. We need 10 brothers to claim two rooms next to the kitchen. Two rooms next to the kitchen for the final inspection. So, after this meeting, please fellowship with Brother Wen Hua for this cleaning service.
Amen.
Amen. We need 10 brothers. There is a good news. I almost forget. But the good news is Boston Ridge small group has been multiplied.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Now they are called Boston Ridge Group 1 and Boston Ridge Group 2. Praise the Lord for this multiplication!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Any other announcement that I may miss?
I have an announcement for the gospel meeting fellowship that I sent you in the WeChat. Maybe we can join the District A, the gospel fellowship in the fellowship hall, in the fellowship room. Then we can decide how we can proceed with the youth pastor, the gospel fellowship.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, before we start our prophesying meeting, I would like to have Sister Bean give us a special announcement for the SS Summer 2 of Truth.
Can you hear me? Okay, so yesterday we had a wonderful teacher training for the Summer School of Truth. 17 of us, we were there, parents and serving ones. So at the end, there were important announcements. So you need to listen carefully because I will only say once, okay? So this year, they encouraged four-time participation, okay, four-time attendance of the Summer School of Truth. It will start from August 4th, 3 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and there will be an orientation starting at 7 o'clock on August 4th. And then it will end at August 14th, noon. Okay, so at this time they asked 3-to-1 ratio, serving ones to the young people. It's very important for the serving ones. You need to let me know as soon as possible if you are going full time, because for serving ones, they also encourage full time participation. Three to one means that usually we have 30 young people going, right? So if we have 30 young people going, and how many serving ones do we need?
10.
Okay, so if each serving one, they only go, if the serving one only goes to one day, how many serving ones do you need?
30.
No, 100.
Yeah.
Right? Because you need to fulfill the time slot. Right, so that's why they encourage full-time participation, okay? So for the 10 serving ones, if you can participate full-time, that would be great, okay? For young people, there are 330 spots, okay? So you need to register as soon as possible, because if the registration is closed, we don't know if there will be a spot for you. Maybe Sister can say something if I miss something. The serving ones, please let me know as soon as possible what days you can serve, and if you are going to serve for them.
Like Sister Bean said, we really are encouraging everyone to go full-time. But for the serving ones, we understand many of you, and especially the parents, you are working. So if you can only go part-time, that is okay. Just fellowship. Basically, what we need to do is to have a continuous line of service. For example, us three brothers, if I can only go the first 3 days, then Brother Mingjing will follow after me, go the next 3 days, and Brother Yuxing will take over the next 4 days. Does that make sense? So we just need to have some coordination for the serving ones if you are only able to go part-time. And we do encourage register as soon as possible. And especially the college students, I know for a fact everybody likes to do things last minute. If you do not register early, you will be put on a waiting list, and there's no guarantee that you'll be able to go. The cost is $200 for the young people for 10 days, and then right now for the serving ones, it's $390, which, I know a lot of people are like, now we have to pay a fee. Well, we are going to a camp, and if you compare this fee with any other camp, I guarantee it's going to be the lowest. Because you have to consider the meals, the lodging, just to give you something to compare. In the college training, the students are going for 6 days, and the cost for the Northeast is about $425. That's only for 6 days. So you could compare this camp, of course, the saints own it, and so they're not making profit. So rest assured, it's just to cover all the basic necessities.
So I think Brother Ritchie mentioned yesterday that if there is not a full slot for the serving ones, the the number of young people that we see is tiny.
Yes, that's very important. I forgot. So that's why serving one is so important that you let me know today when, what time you can serve, because this time is not like young people register first. It's actually after the serving ones register, then young people can register. Okay.
Does that make sense? That means Christianity as a whole, we might want to send 30 young people, but if we can't meet that ratio of 3-1, then the young people cannot go because there's not enough serving ones. We have to understand, we're going to a camp for 10 days. It includes being in the wilderness. It includes a big lake. There just needs to be a lot of shepherding and adult supervision. So if we don't have enough serving ones, then the young people obviously cannot go.
So this is why we want to announce to you right now. And so you can make arrangements. We encourage parents your participation too. And not only participate in the service, also every time we need to provide the transportation, right? And do you remember Xi Jinping just said, this time the meeting starts at 3 o'clock, right? That is Thursday, starting 3 o'clock. 3 to 5 is the registration. In other words, we won't be able to go just like before after the workouts. So if we want to drive our young people there, we at least need to take a half day off. So all the parents, mark the day, and we encourage you, participate as much as you can. Amen. Okay, so any other announcement? No, if not, I have given you a very brief financial report. We don't need to change it. So in the past 2 months, April and May 2016, the income, our total income for these 2 months is $37,836. It breaks down to four categories. The first one is for the general purpose. Our income is $31,386. And the offering for Lord's Move in Europe is $1,300. The offering for Camp KPBC is $1,850. The offering for our new kitchen project, the total is $3,300. So the total add up to $37,836. And the expense, meal, food, kitchen supply, total cost is $4,800. Everything regarding to fellowship unto gospel, and that include this time also include our fellowship with the Lord's Move in Europe, and also fellowship with the church in Berkeley Heights. The total cost is $36,367. Anything related to furniture, appliance, equipment, or miscellaneous usage is $1,153. All the building-related utility maintenance, the cost is $18,461. And the expense on the new kitchen project is $31,394. So total cost is two months is $92,175. So we have a deficit of $54,339. We continue to remember our financial needs. Okay, in the past, basically from the beginning of this year, our financial are on the deficit. part. Of course, one of the main reasons is because the new kitchen project. And I think we, for the new kitchen project, our financial needs haven't been met yet. But basically, it has been finished. It's done. And we expect to use it by the end of this month. So please pray for the inspection and everything needed for this, for the usage, but also remember for the financial needs. Okay.
Okay, so we are going to have a brief review of this week's morning revival material and also the overflow from the Memorial Day conference. Okay, so if you have your morning, Holy Word for Morning Revival book, maybe we could turn to that. And then I'd like to... Let's read the title all together, and then Roman numeral 1.
Aaron, can you tell me when 5 minutes is up, and then 10 minutes?
Okay. The title. The structure of the gospel of God, the righteousness of God, the life of Christ, and the faith of the believers.
Amen.
And then Roman number 1. The key word concerning the gospel of God in Romans and the banner of God's eternal economy is Romans 1:17, which reveals the structure of the gospel of God. The righteous shall have life and live by faith.
Amen.
Let's read that portion of the verse, Romans 1:17, one more time. Let's do it this way. How about English speaking? Read it once, and then Chinese speaking. You can read it once, and then we'll read it once, all together. Okay. Ready, go. The righteous shall have life and live by faith. Amen. Chinese. Amen. All together. The righteous shall have life and live by faith. Brothers and sisters, the righteous shall have life and live by faith.
Amen.
If you take away anything from this week, you need to take away this verse. Because this verse encapsulates the entire week. Actually, it encapsulates the entire book of Romans. Because here in this verse, you see judicial redemption, you see organic salvation, and you see the believer's way of going on as a Christian. This verse is wonderful.
Amen.
I'll start with the first phrase, the righteous. I was so touched with just this phrase, the righteous.
Amen.
You know what this verse is talking about? It is talking about you and I, brothers and sisters. We have been made righteous.
Amen.
When I saw that in my being, through his mixed feelings, because I know myself. I know the failures that I have. I know the way I talk to my wife. I know the way that I talk to my children, my parents, the way that I drive, our attitude in a meeting, the thoughts that come up in our head, the amount of time that I waste in front of the computer. Can you call yourself a righteous? It's not so easy. We all know ourselves. But to be called the righteous, wow! How can we be made the righteous? How can we have a righteous standing before God and before man? It is because of Christ Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, "He who did not know sin was made sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him."
Amen.
Brothers, you are now righteous before God.
Amen.
Why? Because of your good behavior? No.
because you've been placed in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And He is the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Do we realize that the righteous one has died for the unrighteous? So now that the unrighteous, all of us, we can become righteousness Himself.
Amen.
This is something powerful, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
We need to see this, and we need to apply this. If we realize this, then when we come to the gospel, we will be full of appreciation.
Amen.
Because we realize what the Lord has done for us.
Amen.
You know, this verse, in these verses, it says in Psalms 103:6-7, the soul who sins, he shall die. And in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. We were all brought under the law of God. And as sinners, our destiny was death, was a lake of fire. But because Christ Jesus, He was our substitute, He died on a cross for us, that righteous act now has enabled us, has justified us, so that now we have the ability to come before God.
Amen.
And so this is why in 1 John, it says that when we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins.
Amen.
And cleanse us from our righteousness. That is a powerful verse, because we need to realize that the righteousness that once placed such a demand on us that we needed to die, that righteousness, that same righteousness, bounds God. It binds God
right.
to forgive us
right.
of our sins. So that means when we come before the Lord and we claim, we apply the blood, God has to forgive us of our sins.
Amen.
Because if He doesn't, then He is not righteous. Christ has died for us. He has paid the receipt for our debts. So because of that, now when we come to Him, He has no choice but to forgive us of our sins when we confess. And so this is why this verse is so powerful, is so wonderful. The righteous, we are now the righteous. We can have life in this piece of His organic salvation. We can enjoy all the different aspects of His organic salvation. We can be renewed. We can be sanctified.
Amen.
We can be transformed.
Amen.
We can be conformed.
Amen.
We can be glorified.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
We can experience God's full salvation.
Amen.
And then the final part of this verse, it says that we need to live by faith. I'm so touched that we don't need to live according to ourselves,
Amen.
Our own ability, our own strength. But we need to live by faith.
Amen.
In Hebrews, it says that those who come forward to God must believe that He is. So what does that imply? That means that we are not. He is our believing ability.
Amen.
He is the only way for us to live the Christian life.
Amen.
And He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we need to stop trying so hard to be a Christian, to live a victorious life. Try so hard to get along with our spouse, with our children, with our parents. We need to have faith.
Amen.
We need to be those who live by faith.
Amen.
To believe that He is and that we are not. This is the secret of the Christian life.
Yes.
It's to not to depend on ourselves, but to depend fully on God.
Amen.
And this is the only way for us to go on.
Amen.
Okay, there's a lot more. I'm not sure what the structure is for the rest of this morning, but I hope there is a time for all of us to overflow from this week's morning revival. Okay, now we need to move on and to spend a little time on the Memorial Day Conference. And it's hard to do in an adequate way. So I'll just share briefly of my impression. You know, the title of this conference was The Increase of Christ, for the building of the church. And I would say overall, this conference was a precious time where the Lord has really recalibrated, I think, all of us who went. And to see that, you know, when we talk about the increase of Christ, if you ask me prior to this conference, what does the increase mean of Christ? Maybe right now some of us, we think it means to preach the gospel. It means to meet our quota. You know, we have a quota every single year to save so many, to baptize so many. Berkeley Heights just branched out. That's truly, right, the spreading of Christ. We think increase in a very, I'm afraid to say, sometimes in a very outward way. But in this conference, we were really helped to see that the increase of Christ is something intrinsic.
Amen.
It has to do with the growth of Christ.
Amen.
In each and every one of us.
Amen.
So it's a good thing that Berkeley Heights, you have now branched out into two groups. But we need to be concerned for the increase of Christ.
Amen.
In both groups. In the saints of both groups. It's good that Berkeley Heights now can meet as a church.
Amen.
But we need to be concern for the increase of Christ in Berkeley Heights. All of us, you know, we have a heart to preach the gospel, to bring people to salvation. But we really need to not just be satisfied with soul winning, but we need to be concerned for the increase of Christ. Because ultimately, the increase of Christ issues in the building of church. And the building of the church is what will ultimately satisfy God's heart.
Amen.
He is not after a big, massive movement. He is not after a large number. But he is after, really, the genuine testimony of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That could only be brought forth through the increase of Christ. And so, there were 6 outlines. Anyway, there's no time to cover everything. But I just feel this is worthy of our entering into. We really need to dive into these messages. Because this really will hopefully produce a vision. I think in the last message, the burden, I would say, of that message was to help the saints to see that we cannot be content with just mere doctrine. The doctrine of knowing that, yes, you know, we're here to beget, to nourish, to perfect, to build up, fuja, paichu, you know, we all know all the different steps.
Right.
We can't be content with mere knowledge, but we really need to see a vision. Because only the vision will bring forth a certain living. A certain living that will really allow the Lord to grow in us. Allow the Lord to come into us. In one of the messages, it talked about that the increase of Christ needs to happen in our soul, especially in our mind. And we all know that the mind is really the battleground, because we have so many different concepts, so many different preferences, opinions, both in the family life, in the church life, in the service groups. Brothers and sisters, our mind needs to be renewed.
Amen.
Even with this matter of the summer school of truth. Parents, what is our mind? What is our consideration for this time? Maybe some of us, we have planned a family vacation. Or some of us, we have planned for some sort of academic program, summer program. What is our consideration? Do we have the same evaluation that what we're doing here in the Summer School of Truth will satisfy God's heart?
Amen.
That we are producing another generation, a generation that will bring in the Lord's second coming. If we have that thought, if we have that view, surely we will send our children. We will send even ourselves, right? We will take the time to be with them so that the Lord could really gain what He is after. So I think my time is up. I'm not sure what we're doing next, but I hope we could all spend an adequate time to enter into these messages.
Amen.
think that the rest of time just open to all the things. Just overflow on this past memorial conference or anything you enjoy on this morning revival this week.
Actually, I was hoping Shepherd can share more because the messages are so rich, right? You know, the morning revival material and as well as the Memorial Day conference. Does it work? So I'll start sharing a little bit about this this week. As I was reading this week's message, I truly appreciate these outlines. We are very familiar with this verse, right? Romans chapter 1, verse 17. The righteous shall have life, right? And live by the faith, right?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're all very familiar. I was reading it in Chinese, during my morning revival time, so I have to translate into English. Excuse me if I stop getting started. Actually, all these the following outline, right, the large points, the Roman numerals, those are very good. I think we not only need to remember, the Romans 1:17, we should also remember these outlines.
Right.
These outlines are so precious,
Yes.
The first one, right, the Roman numeral 2, was talking about God's righteousness. The righteousness, right,
just read it.
God's righteousness is the procedure, right, for what?
Salvation.
Judicially. So God's righteousness is the procedure. So first, God is, we know God is all loving, right? God loves us. He sent his only begotten Son, right, to save us. That we all know. Everybody knows about it. But if he only loves us, and he does something illegally, you think, will there be a problem?
Yes.
The first thing we'll do, the first thing that Satan will jump off and say, no, that's illegal. You can't do that, right? So God has to be righteous. God is righteous. He has to do things illegally, right? So, he cannot do it just by, as Brother Shepherd was sharing, God is also bound by his righteousness, right? So when God makes a covenant with us, he himself puts himself under a binding. He cannot do whatever he wants, right? Even though he has the power to do it, but he will not do it because it is not righteous. So the righteousness is very important. So, as Brother just shared, if we have belief in God, right? If we apply this precious blood, God has to save us. He has to grant us the judicial redemption. This is undebatable, right? So if today somebody has believed in God, I don't think that's going to happen. But if God questions you, have you been saved, right? In the judgment scene, you can say, I believe in Christ, right? I apply this, I truly believe in Him. So this is something that unarguable. So so that's why the Bible says the righteousness is the foundation of his throne, right?
Amen.
Otherwise, his throne will be toppled, right? Because his throne is based on his righteousness. God loves us, so that's why he sent us his only begotten Son to die for us. So if we receive his judicial redemption, we all get saved, right? So this is very precious, and this actually has to be wrought into us that every time when we preach gospel, we have to tell the gospel friends, right? God is righteous; He saves you, right? Sometimes you hear many kind of questions regarding this point: whether God loves us, why wouldn't He just save us, right? He's all power, right? I can say a lot, so for a matter of time, I'll just stop here. And the second point is regarding Christ's life, right? Christ's life is the purpose of this organic salvation, right? So in fact, this can be related to the Memorial Day Conference. You know, for all these years, you know, brothers speak to us, and of course, including the Memorial Day Conference, the message is all about we, you know, growing life, right, in Christ. So it's not just about increasing numbers.
Right.
And sometimes you even, you know, just if we just focus our attention on the outward things, God may not get a true building, right? If it's only just a pile of materials that come together without any kind of building, but what is really the building? The building is increasing life. Right? So as brothers had spoke a lot, you know, regarding this point. So Christ has to grow in us, and his life is the purpose of his organic salvation.
Amen.
But all of these are from God's point, right? God's righteousness, Christ's life, but we have to be part of it, right? How do we be part of it? Which is, we need to exercise our faith.
Amen.
Right? So our faith is the God's salvation, you know, practically, right? In, you know, it's the substance of God's creation, God's salvation practically. So, you know, basically the point means if we have to practically apply God's salvation, whether it's judicial or whether it's organic, right, we have to exercise our faith. Right? I was very much touched by the messages in this week's morning revivals. It was mentioning that the faith is not something that we originally have, right?
Amen.
All of us, you know, even Jesus, while he was on the earth, he was telling the, you know, the disciples, right? If your faith is as big as this little mustard seed, right? You can move the mountains, which means what? The mustard seed is very small. So we are all of little faith, right? So it would really, you know, the message really helps us to see that the faith is from hearing, right? And hearing is God's word, right? This is from Romans. So we really need to enter into God's word. The more we know God, the more we know his heart's desire, the more faith we would have. In fact, the faith is of Christ. Whenever we go in, you know, to get in front of the Lord, get in front of his word, the faith actually started infusing us. Then it will become some kind of appreciation, right? When we start to appreciate his word, we appreciate his person. When we start to appreciate what he has done for us, then our faith will grow. So this is part of the, talking about this practically. How do we grow in faith? How do we grow in life? So I think just because of a matter of time, I would just leave brother and sister to share other points or anything related to the Memorial Conference.
I think I'm loud enough, so I don't need this.
You need to
already Okay. Praise the Lord. I will share something regarding the Memorial Day Conference. The conference has six messages. Just give you an overview, if I remember correctly. The first message is about the God's increase in the book of John. So it's the second is of John. The first is the book of Acts. Yes. Sorry about that. And then we have four more messages. It's corresponding to the phrase we are pretty much very familiar. It's in Chinese, the 生养教戒. I don't know, the beginning, nourishing, perfecting, and building. So the third message is about supplying life. So God's increase is for church's increase by supplying life. And the fourth message is about God's increasing for church increasing for the all in oneness and the spirit, the God word, and the families. So basically it's a family meeting which corresponding to the nourishment. And then you have the perfect team of the saints. So make us grow in Christ. So that's the fifth message. And the sixth message is for the building up of the church. So that's an overall outline. And I'm pretty much touched with message four. Actually, message four was the one I was really, I concentrated more. Because there are other situations in the during the day, so I sometimes get distracted. But message four is really, really precious. It talks about Christ is the life, right? Christ is life for us. And what's the need for the life? Life is growth. Life needs to grow, and life needs to be in one accord.
Amen.
So we know that by the family meeting and by the Spirit and His Word, it teaches us, nourishes us, so that we can grow, and we can also be kept in oneness. So which is the last point is really we sometimes probably just bypass it. We just say, okay, we need growth, but we also need oneness. That's the oneness in the triune God. So we forget about everything about ourselves, and we just touch the Lord, touch the Spirit, touch His Word, then we can grow and in oneness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Also, there on the Memorial Day conference. So, like the brother mentioned, in message two, it is talking about the increase of Christ portrayed in the Gospel of John. And so, the brother in the intro said there were three things. So, the book of John is on life, the increase of life, and on the oneness of the increase of life. So we all know that John speaks a lot concerning God as life and man. But also, there were just a few things that I'll point out that really impressed me. He said that. So the church is the body of Christ, even Christ Himself. Hence, the church is Christ's increase and spread on earth. And the church does not merely announce Christ. The church increases and spreads Christ. So actually, the church, as the church is increasing, you know, the church is the body, it's joined to the head. So as Christ is increasing, the church is increasing. So I feel like this is really clearly presented. And the body is just the fullness of the one. So it's the fullness of Christ. And then in John, or Jesus, we had John the Baptist. He was the one who said, "He who has the bride is the bridegroom. He must increase and I must decrease." But we really see that the Lord is the one who has to increase. And actually this increase is referring to the bride. So actually the Lord Jesus. So as the Christ is increasing, the bride is increasing. But that's fully out of Christ. And then, actually, the way this life increases, in John 12:24, is that unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies. So at the height of the Lord's maybe positive popularity, actually, after Lazarus had resurrected, the way he took was not to receive any recognition, but it was fully to fall into the ground and die. And so he was the unique grain that died, but as this grain was died, in resurrection, that was, the church was produced. And actually, this life, this resurrection life was able to regenerate us and enter into us, and then now we're here at the increase of Christ. And as the brother mentioned, actually this, what we're being brought into, I think in John 17, talks about how, we're in Christ, who's in the Father, and then the glory that that's given to the Son, actually, we're also in this glory. And then, finally, Christ is in us. So there's this oneness. Actually, as we're growing in life, we're growing into this oneness.
Amen.
So actually, our oneness is just in the life of Christ. So Christ needs to increase in us. And as he increases in us, actually, we're being brought into the oneness of the triune God, and that's building up the church. praise the Lord. There are a lot of other things, but yeah.
Okay.
I really enjoyed message 5. The title is The Increase of Christ and the Believers, meaning their spiritual progress and growth in life. Under numeral number 2, it says, Christ Himself does not need to grow, for He is perfect and complete. In Himself, Christ is fully mature, but in us, Christ may still be very small. So we need to gain more of Christ. So the growth in life is Christ increased within us, and we decrease all the time. This is the work the Lord is doing on us all the time. So if you went through something but you didn't gain Christ, I think you will have to went through the same thing again. And still, you learn the lesson and gain enough Christ. Because Christ loves us. In the following points, it also says we need a revelation to see that genuine growth in life is not a mere change in behavior or the improvement of ourselves, but the increase of Christ within us.
Amen.
So the Lord's desire is that we open ourselves to Him so that He may increase in us.
Amen.
In order for Christ to increase within us and for us to decrease, we need a renewed mind and a submissive will. Because since our whole being moves according to our will is the most powerful part of our being and represents our whole being. So what God wants, or the Lord wants, is a will that is in complete harmony with God, and in which one's whole heart is placed in the will of God. Only when our will is in harmony with God can we know God's heart. Amen.
It is not waste. There is no arrangement. No, it's followed.
I mean, since you're more comfortable speaking in other languages, okay, Chinese, yeah. You know, yeah, okay, Chinese.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I really appreciate that though the entire conference is about the increase of Christ. But at the end of this message of Dear Father Ram, he brought out the matter of the spiritual religion.
Amen.
So I was wondering why the increase of Christ has much to do with the spiritual religion. But we need to see the best way to not see the spiritual religion. The increase of Christ will be a sense of doctrine in us. And our brother Ewan brought up Brother Lee's cancer. He said that in the Lord's recovery, Brother Lee's great cancer is among the saints. Brother, we truly see the central vision. We didn't see the central vision. All we do, or what we are doing, is in vain. And he said that the main difference between the Lord's recovery and the traditional Christianity is a central vision. So, praise the Lord. So, during the same time, I sent my brother. So, out of all these messages, what would we do? Just increase in us. So, our brother just replied a single word, pray. So, this message really motivates me to pray, to come to the Lord. Lord, open my eyes to see the single feeling that's going away. So our life will be governed and directed by the single vision. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I was touched by several messages, the 3, 5, and 6, but I feel like I can only share controllably on message 3. Okay.
Amen.
As this message begins, I think the brother sharing this message began with the vision in Genesis. Adam is made a full man. How could he increase? God took a rib out of him and made another full man. Wow, that's so wonderful. I have Christ is full. And we just need to... Christ himself, Amen. And everything in our life just to come from this Christ.
Amen.
And I was also frustrated. Point two. That how did the Lord come to us with such a wonderful humanity, blended with divinity? He was just so close to, and so fit with all kind of man. What's the reason? That's because of his such a flexible humanity. I just felt like for so many cases, just couldn't do things for the Lord. And but the Lord reminded me that the way to make ourselves decrease, make Him increase in us, is to spend adequate time with the Lord, and we will gradually have this life. Amen.
Amen.
So, I remember last time there was a scripture telling me that you just need to perfect the Christ, the Lord is the author and the perfecter of our faith. So I really thought that the Lord will do everything and you just need to trust in Him and He will perfect your faith.
Amen.
And then on day 5 I realized you actually need to know and appreciate Christ. Then the Lord, then only the faith which we believe in Christ will be in you all. So I just appreciate that you need to first know the Christ and appreciate Him, and because of His beauty that He keeps on attracting you, then only we will learn to believe in Him. So may we all have to, may He grant us the heart that we are all willing to come to Him as the living Word of God.
Amen.
I was impressed with I so appreciate this past conference. Like Shepherd said, I thought this conference was really a recalibrating word. Two things that I was impressed with, that this overarching subject was the increase of Christ.
Amen.
It's not the increase of knowledge, it's not the increase of doctrine, it's the increase of this person. In message 4, the title of the message, the burden of the message was regarding the increase and spread of the church through the one accord with prayer, the Spirit, and the Word in the homes. But the brother brought out this burden in the message that in order for us to be such persons, we need to be those who love this Christ.
Amen.
Who want to spend time with this Christ. The person who is going to be in their spirit is one who enjoys meeting this one who is in our spirit. Who loves this one, who cares for this one, who cares for Christ, and allows Christ to increase in us. I was just appreciating that there's this one point that says, in order to have the one accord, we need to care for the one thing, the unique thing in the Lord's recovery is God's economy with Christ. The one thing, the unique thing, is this one person. Since I was so impressed, I felt like my love was rekindled for the Lord again.
Amen.
We're here, we're taking care of many things, we're doing many things, but actually, our focus is just this one person.
Amen.
This one person who's living in us, this one person who is the real expression of the church. Actually, the church is really just the increase of this one person.
Amen.
And I'd like to read some notes that our brother shared in message 6. And I was just impressed. Brother Ron shared that actually, if we are not controlled by this central vision, then actually we're not very different than Christianity. Our brother's burden was that I think there's this burden that one brother shared. He looked at one Christian, a Jehovah's Witness, and he looked at himself and he really said, "What is the difference? Maybe even outwardly, they are better than we are, but actually, it's because there has to be the increase of Christ.
Amen.
There has to be this controlling vision that is governing everything that we're doing. From setting up chairs, to fellowshipping, to preparing for the gospel, everything is centered on this one person. The goal is for this one person.
Amen.
The goal is for the increase of this one so that he can get his bride. So anyway, Lord, may the Lord bless this church.
Amen.
May the Lord bless this recovery.
Amen.
May the Lord have a way to go on in us and among us.
Amen. I think this noise.
Amen. I was very touched by message 6. The title is The Increase of Christ for God's Building. So in the beginning, the brother shared about the definition. The two keywords here is increase and the phrase God's building. So brother shared that in order to increase, there are three steps. First, God needs vessels. And he said that we are recovered vessels, right? So we are, after we are saved, we are ready for the Lord to use. And second, he himself has to pass the process. So he passed through the process of death, resurrection, and he became a life-giving spirit so that he is available for us, so that he can impart himself into us. And I think the third step is very important. He needs some seeking ones. Open to him in a specific way. I think brothers and sisters shared about the central vision, and also it's important that we see this central vision. And then about God's building, brother also gave two definitions. The first one is about corporate expression of the triune God. So when we think about a building, we know that it cannot be built just with one stone, right? So it is actually a corporate thing. But then the second part, I think, is also more important. It says that the second definition is the enlargement of Christ into the temple of God. So in other words, in his resurrection, the Lord Jesus is building the temple in a larger way. So I think the key word here is larger. But how does he do that? I think that in the message and outline, it says that Christ has passed through death and resurrection, and that's the way he builds the temple of God. And now it's also for us to experience the same thing. We need to pass death and resurrection so that we can build, we can be built up together. And in the message, he mentioned about four examples, and I was very touched. The first one was in John 12. He said that Lazarus has raised from the dead, right? But actually, right after the Lord had that miracle, he actually on verse 24, he mentioned about the grain of the grain of wheat. So he said that unless the grain falls into the ground, it abides alone, right? But then, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. So he also mentioned about Acts 7, when Stephen was martyred, and we see that in Acts 8,
the village actually went to different places to preach the gospel. And then as prayer, James was healed and Peter was in prison. But then we see Acts 13, that was the time when Paul was sent out to preach the gospel to Gentiles. And then he also mentioned about his own experience during his wife's sickness, right? Although they experienced death, but in the same time, they also experience the resurrection life. So that's the way that we can grow in Christ, and Christ can be enlarged.
Somebody blanked on what I was going to share. That's okay. Amen. All the things have been talking about how this word over the Memorial Day Conference has been recalibrating. And I know that, I know for a fact that I would say 86.2% of us here have heard the speaking before, but actually this word requires re-speaking over and over and over again. And also requires our bringing the word back to the Lord over and over and over again. And I think that, you know, we don't realize how full we are of our natural concepts about what it means for Christ to increase and what it means for us to, you know, be the living in God's economy and for God's economy. I think that one thing for sure is that when we as fallen human beings see an outward need or see an outward fault or outward, so anything outward, we have a reaction, we want to fix that thing that we see outwardly. But actually, I was really touched by this one line that was shared. I think Brother Mark Robbie shared this in his sermon, he had shared about how actually shepherding is not a matter of fixing outward behavior. Shepherding is a matter of increasing Christ or bringing more Christ to the person who are shepherding. So maybe you see the young people on their phones during the meeting, but the way to shepherd them is not to say, get off your phones or to take your phones away. The way to shepherd them is to give them more Christ. And to give them more Christ, you need to have more Christ. I was at a wedding yesterday, and this was a wedding of a dear friend of mine from high school. Who's a Christian, not in the recovery, but you know, she believe, you know, loves the Lord, believes in the Lord. And as I was listening, I was ushering, it was kind of interesting. But as I was there and listening to the message from the pastor, I was just kind of like waiting for like the pinnacle of, you know, what marriage was pictured of, which is Christ in the church. And it felt like it never quite got there. It was very sweet, like the word was very sweet. A lot of good advice about how to not fight, how not to argue with each other, or to say sorry and forgive each other. But there was no, like, it just really didn't get to the top. And I just felt so sad and so ashamed that I, you know, where was I to, you know, why did I not, or in all my years of knowing this person, why have I not talked with her more about the Lord? Why have I not spoken more? Not to say that I would have had some kind of effect on her wedding, but just, you know, it's more, believing in God is more than just having a pleasant life under God's grace, right? Actually, we are here for the Lord to increase, to engage His bride. So anyway, as I was going through the messages and enjoying your sharing from overflow from the messages, I was just touched again that I need to learn to not be so consumed with the outward things. And when I look at my own situation, I can't always base my going out with the Lord with what I see outwardly in my own self through the, you know, intercession of Luda. But at the same time, I was very shepherded by a hymn a saint had sent me. And the hymn goes like this. I'm not going to say, I'm just going to say the words. But the word, the chorus is, am I a person of life? Do I experience life? Does my living bear the issues of life? Good trees bear good fruit, healthy plants, healthy root. Oh Lord, the ground in my heart.
Amen.
And that has been kind of my prayer each morning. That, along with, Lord, I want today to be a day of increase. Even if I'm yelling at these fourth graders, get ready for their concert, and, you know, having their friends, they're not picking their noses, you know. Am I allowing the Lord to increase in my being? Am I even giving the Lord a way to be present in my job? So, yes, the increase is something intrinsic and inward. At the same time, however, the goal is that if there's a genuine increase, there will also be the genuine outflow. But I'm learning not to be so occupied and consumed by that, but at the same time, that is my prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks. I really enjoyed that conference. And there was a point in the outline that said that am I the person or is Christ the person? So I really appreciate that because his increases, that he's making his home, the Lord's making his home in our hearts so that he can be our person. And then I appreciate Brother Scott sharing this morning also that all his increases are for his building up, for the building up of his body. And then, so as we take him off as a person, we need to listen to the Lord. Every time, just listen to the Lord.
Amen.
The brother said, how do we serve? We just need to listen to the best way is just listen to the Lord.
Amen.
And then, the message for, I appreciate our brother, this matter mentioned Colossians 3:16, that the word may be rich in, maybe our riches in us, right? Amen. So I appreciate that message as well. And then message 5, I appreciate about Christ being everything to us. And in Ephesians 4, it says, putting off the old man daily. And then we our thinking will be Christ. So I appreciate that as well. And then so this is for Christ growing in us daily. And then we can be unveiled so that we can preach and that Christ will be increasing us. And we'll be unveiled for it. Preaching to all the nations, and I appreciate that.
Amen. Though I have not had a chance to be at the Memorial Conference on-site, I do enjoy Message 3, where the key message for Message 3 is for the dispensing of life. I was really encouraged that one brother fellowship with me that when there's a opinion of the entire world, the main purpose of this person, his name is Joseph, is to dispense food to people around him. In many of the situations I was unable to handle, for example, when a couple are fighting in front of my face, I have no idea of how to help them out of their situation and bring them into the enjoyment of Christ. And there are many situations where young brothers and sisters came to me and asked for spiritual help, and I was unable to provide them with the necessary food and enjoyment of Christ as life. And I was fully encouraged by this message. Lord, I would like to enjoy you as much as I can so that you can be enlarged and increased into my inner man. I was really touched by the final summary encouragement by Brother Chen to the young professional, and he summarized of 10 major bullets. And in those 10 major bullets, it includes every day calling upon the Lord in morning for 2 to 3 times. Pursuing holy words 2 to 3 times. Reading the life study 2 to 3 chapters. And then shepherding 2 to 3 of young brothers and sisters after youth. And this is a great encouragement to me. Praise the Lord. Amen.
We try to keep short, 2 minutes each one.
And praise the Lord, we hear a lot from this memorial conference, and we learn a lot from this way for new revival. We all know about the resurrection. We all know about the death, the growth of Christ in our spirit. But we also be reminded by Ron, Brother Ron's message about the central vision. We need to be controlled by the central vision. But we need to pray. Pray to the Lord to give us practical practical grace to override all of this we hear about. From this week's Moria revival, wanting to be faced to the Lord. But where is the faith from? It's from our appreciation and the knowing of Christ. So after this, the Christ become our subjective faith. We need to increase this subjective faith in our spirit. This should be our daily life. We know a lot of the knowledge about the Lord's doctrine, about the religious, but we need to knowing, understanding Christ through our spirit, because the faith comes from the written words of the Bible, but the living words of Christ. The living word of Christ comes from the spirit in of us. So we need to exercise and use our spirit to understand God's essential vision. Then we can say that we will be controlled by the central vision. The central vision is Christ Himself. We need to pray to the Lord. We need to understand Him subjectively.
Amen.
Lord, you shared the last paragraph of the banner that God's desire is for Christ to increase and grow in the church, and for Christ to become the component element of the church, so that the church would arrive at a full-grown man at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
That lead us to the message number 5, only 2 points, which is, oh Lord, the increase of Christ in the believers, being their spiritual progress and growth in life. This has to be happening among us, within us, the believers. The very first condition for this happen, for the spiritual progress in us, is hunger. So we have to have a prayer, Lord, increase this hunger for your word, for the truth. Sustain hunger. So when we eat well and drink well, we will grow well. But we also need to exercise, which will go to the, I think, number 3. We're taking care of people. The gospel friends, new believers, weak ones, the believers, or whoever doesn't appear in our meeting for a while, we need to take care of them. What do we bring to them? The knowledge, the doctrines we have. No, not only that, we have to dispense Christ as life to them, which we have to experience that during our daily life. And also that is part of gain yesterday from the teacher's training, from the FSO teacher's training, that the 3 questions we need to ask ourselves. I need to openly ask me myself, do I have this experience? Whatever we read, we know the truth, we enjoy the word we have, everything. Amen. The second is, do we have adequate experience? Can I to teach or dispense life to others in an adequate way? So this will keep right inside of me. We need to be hungry, eat and drink and exercise, and also we need to spend quite as much to others, but we need enough adequate experience. Amen. And also there's a rest. We need to go to the conference.
Amen. I think that Nancy will be the last, and at the end there's 2 brothers working.
I was also touched by our desire of being hungry for the Lord. So the brother shared that the whole world cannot fill our little heart, and our heart can only be filled by the Lord. And once our hunger for the Lord stops, then our growth also stops. So it's really important for us to always be hungry for the Lord, to always want to be filled with Him. Amen.
Praise the Lord for the conference.
Amen.
Brother Ron mentioned, you know, the greatest prophecy in the Bible is in Matthew 16:18. It says, Lord says, you know, I will build my church. And we know this prophecy is not fulfilled yet, and it is in continuation. So praise the Lord, this conference basically mentioned the burden to us. The church is the increase of Christ. So if we don't see the central vision, which is the Christ, we will be the repetition of Christianity. So Brother Jesus mentioned this. So each time when we're in the conference, we see the burdens in our brothers, right? Basically mentioned, if we don't follow the Lord's reality of Lord's recovery, we will be just like another Christianity. So hope of these words will, you know, build in us and enter into us and govern in us. Praise the Lord. So we need to have Christ increase in us. That means we grow in life.
Amen.
Amen. So growth in life, the brother mentioned, is not just outward merely change in behavior or the improvements ourselves, but the increased Christ in us is a growth in life. So in order for Christ to increase in that within us, we need to have a renewed mind and a submissive, you know, will. So brothers and sisters, if our mind is not renewed, we don't grow in life. Our will is not subdued, we're not growing in life. So brothers and sisters, in order to have our mind renewed, right, we know from Ephesians, there is a renewing spirit in our spirit. So that's why each day, you know, we encourage brother and sister to come to the Lord, to spend the adequate time with Him, to listen to Him, and to read the words. And we know the words is a spirit. That spirit will renew us. And also, you know, we have a need to, our will need to be subdued. The one brother said before, right? You know, each time when we don't understand the Bible, that's because we are ignorant. Each time we don't agree with the Bible, that's because we are wrong. So, brother and sister, we need to have us, we are subdued. So inwardly, each time we need to follow the inward anointing. So outwardly, we need to amen the Lord's words.
Amen.
Amen. So everything, brother mentioned, everything in our church life is in the nature of life. And with the content of life and then imparting of life. So, you know, whatever we serve is for the imparting of life. So, in order for us to minister to life to others, we need to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
Listen to Him under His leading, so we may be a minister of life.
Amen.
So, day by day, we must learn in the presence of the Lord. That's very practical for us. So, every day by day, we need to go to the Lord every morning and be enlightened by Him, be dealt by Him under His light. And also we need to pick up a burden to care for the people. Amen.
Amen.
So in Philippians, Paul mentioned, we forget what behind us. But there's one thing. And this one thing is for us to gain Christ, pursuing Christ, brothers and sisters, you know, to grow in life. We need to eat and drink of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So every day, you know, do we spend time with the Lord? Or do we still have a hunger for the Lord? In Luke 1:53, he says, "In the hungry he has filled with good things, and rich he has sent away empty." We need to have a hunger in us. So brother, you know, challenges us to check if we still have the hunger today as before. So he also, you know, encouraged us to pray to the Lord, "Lord, restore my hunger, and enlarge my hunger, and sustain my hunger." So if we don't have this hunger, we will never grow in life. Because if, you know, everyone physically grow, it must eat. So may Lord, you know, sustain us, enlarge, restore our hunger. So every day we will come to the Lord to eat and drink our Lord, so He makes growth in life. So the whole church, the growth of the church is the increase of Christ. So inwardly, we need to have a Christ element added to our inner being. So our worry also going to multiply in numbers. That's why we need to bear fruit. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, every meeting or every conference, we can listen to the message just as very common messages, just a routine, the Lord. But we can also have a realization that the Lord's presence speaking to us. You know, this time the general topic is the increase of Jesus for the building of the church, right? So that's, I come to this realization that that's the Lord right now is speaking to the church. The children of God is speaking to us. That means He has a desperate desire. He wants to increase.
Amen.
He wants to for the building up of the church. You know, many of us we share that central vision. What is the central vision? The central vision actually is this general subject, the increase of Christ for the building of His church.
Amen.
Do we need an increase?
Amen.
Yeah, we need an increase. But what is increase? Is increase the increase of numbers? It is, but not just increase of number. We are not pursuing increase of number without increase of Christ.
Amen.
And also we need to have a vision. This increase is for building up of His church.
Amen.
And I think I'll just share one point. That's how we can, you know, the increase of Jesus, actually the increase of Christ is His increase in us, right? But how can we have increase of Christ? How can we? Actually, Matthew 5 talking about we need to have spiritual growth and life growth, right?
Amen.
And the increase of Christ depends on our spiritual progress and increase of the good life growth. But the brother shared to us the genuine growth only through death, the process of death and resurrection. And he shared to us, you know, it's very possible we have been in the church life for many, many years. Like 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years and more. But we don't have any genuine growth in life. We don't have any real increase of Christ. Why? Because we never have this experience of death and resurrection. We can have a church life, have no cross at all. Every time there's a cross, you know, the Lord arranged for us, we just say no. And so, there's no growth at all. So I think that, to me, I think that's a very, very sober-minded thing. When there's an arrangement, the Lord arranged for us, should we say no? I think of myself, I have to admit, not always we say yes, right? But how often we say yes to the cross? How often in some situation, when the Lord have a demand on us, we are so willing to cooperate with Him. Even our loving the Lord, our pursuing the Lord, you know, we like to, you know, according to our will, right? But when we should read the Bible and when we will spend time with the Lord, it depends when it's convenient for me or when I just like it. But in that way, we are not able to really experience the death and resurrection. We cannot have a genuine growth in life. And that's impossible for increase of Jesus. No, there's no possible for building up the church. So I don't know, brothers and sisters, do you still remember what's our general burden for this year? Right now it's already 5 months past. You know, I remember in the beginning of the year we say this year we hopefully we have a deeper, higher, right, and richer experience of Christ. so we can experience the temple church life, right? And five months test, how do you think? Do you have deeper and higher and richer experience of Christ? We can ask ourselves. But no matter how, I think it's more or less we have. But I think we shouldn't be satisfied with what we have right now. The Lord is still calling us. We need to cooperate with Him.
Amen.
He's speaking to us just this general subject. He wants to increase for the building up of the church.
Amen.
Can we have some prayer?
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, 主啊，我们感激你，我们赞美你，你是如此爱我们，甚至你把你的独生爱子都给了我们，他们见证着基督。然后主耶稣啊，我们感谢你，又给了我们足够的恩典，在生活里、经历中，能够见证你就是那生命，你就是那真理。哦，主耶稣啊，我们只想迎接这生命，迎接这真理。哦，主啊，让你能在我们里面成长。直到全天全地都能与你欢呼，这就是我的教会。
Yeah. Lord Jesus,
Amen.
You will build your church.
Amen.
Amen. You will build your church.
Amen.
For us. We will be the increase of you.
Amen.
You will be increased in us.
Amen.
We will decrease.
Amen.
You will increase.
Amen.
Praise you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And give all
the
security
in your hands. Amen. 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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Oh, we want to say, Lord, we want you to keep us for the increase of Christ.
Amen.
Build up your church.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, may this central vision govern our living.
Amen.
May our every day we spend the adequate time to contact you.
Amen.
Spending time under your feet.
Amen.
Listen to your speaking.
Amen.
Be dealt with under your lighting.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, increase our hunger for you.
Amen.
Oh, we want to eat you and drink of you.
Amen.
We want to grow in you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We pray for more increase of Christ.
Amen.
We will decrease.
Amen.
Lord, what about more hunger?
Amen.
More spiritual growth.
Amen.
Lord, we want to grow more in you.
Amen.
Lord, that you would increase in us.
Amen.
The increase of the church.
Amen.
Thank you for the central vision.
Amen.
You don't want this to just be doctrine.
Amen.
You want the vision to control our daily living.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want just doctrine.
Amen.
Lord, we'd like to just touch, just want to touch something real of you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we'd like to just give this coming week to you.
Amen.
Help us enter into your enjoyment.
Amen.
Lord, we'd like for this vision to just govern our living.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, pursuing you.
Amen.
Lord, don't deaden our hunger for you.
Amen.
Lord, we'd like to just continue to be hungry for you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
God, Lord, make us those who are hungry for you.
Amen.
Increase our appetite even this week.
Amen.
Lord,
we
want to be open to you.
Amen.
Lord, pray each day there will be more of you and less of us.
Amen.
Lord, we just tell you that we love you.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for this vision.
Amen.
And I want it to be
see new doctrine.
Amen.
Make it reality.
Amen.
Experience you in a genuine way.
Amen.
Lord, just give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Lord, give us a genuine increasing of Christ in us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, keep us hunger.
Amen.
Lord, keep us thirsty.
Amen.
So we can come forward to you.
Amen.
Lord, may you increase.
Amen.
May we decrease.
Amen.
May we say yes to the experience of Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus,
amen.
Indeed we ourselves are weak.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, but thanks for coming to us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, that we can stand on you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we just want ourselves to be decreased.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you increase in us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, what a wonderful life.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, so we subdue our mind and will to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, so that we can be secure.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to be your testimony.
Amen.
Amen.
So young people and young people serving West, please stay here for 5 more minutes.